Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 64. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. Highs level off around 73 Wednesday under mainly clear skies, 68 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 28.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Some Ark City residents are speaking out about a nudist and how he walks about town.
Residents spoke to KWCH television recently expressing concern over the unnamed man's naked strolls. They say they've confronted the man who told them he's not doing anything illegal. And guess what? The Cowley County Sheriff agreed, saying since the man has not been aroused, nor has he tried to arouse anyone else, there is no law being broken. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Police responded to a report of shots fired at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Rectory on Pioneer Street in Seneca Thursday afternoon. Officers found Father Arul Carasala outside the rectory, suffering from gunshot wounds. He later died from his injuries. 66-year-old Gary Hermish has been arrested and charged in the case. Hermish was taken to the Nemaha County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder. The investigation into the motive is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, Senator Lisa Slotkin of Michigan, and other members of the Senate Agriculture Committee in urging U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to reinstate potash and add phosphate, both critical fertilizer ingredients, to the U.S. critical minerals list. In a letter to Secretary Burgum, the lawmakers explained that this designation will support domestic production and strengthen supply chains, important steps to protecting food security and stabilizing the market for farmers. In the letter, they said the United States must address the growing risks to the supply chain, including a return to domestic production of potash as quickly as possible, and adding phosphate to the U.S. critical minerals list, which would be an important step in strengthening domestic fertilizer manufacturing, stabilizing and securing this critical supply chain. The senators added that at the very heart of this issue are the American farmers who work tirelessly to feed Americans and much of the world. Fertilizers containing potash and phosphate are essential to maintaining soil fertility, improving crop yields, and ensuring consistent food production. And the senator said without access to a stable and affordable supply of these minerals, farmers face higher costs, reduced yields, and increased uncertainty, all challenges that threaten their livelihoods and the food security of millions of American families. The fight between Kansas Democrats and Republicans over state laws heads back to the Kansas State House this week, with Republican leadership looking to override several of Governor Kelly's vetoes. Before ending the regular legislative session for the year, lawmakers set a date to come back to Topeka on April 10th for veto session, the day they look at any vetoes the governor has sent them and decide whether to try to override her. This year, Governor Kelly has vetoed at least 8 bills during the adjournment, which Republican leadership says it will be looking to override. And for each bill, Republicans will need a 2/3 majority vote to successfully override the veto. Among the bills legislators will be looking at include House Bill 2033, which would add programs and services to approved at-risk educational programs. The governor called this bill overreaching, citing that it took over the state Board of Education's job. There's also Senate Bill 29, which would ban local health authorities from prohibiting public gatherings to control infectious diseases, and House Bill 2217, which would expand the Kansas Inspector General's investigatory powers into all state cash, food, and health assistance programs, which the governor called redundant and a waste of money. These bills and three others originally passed with a veto-proof majority, meaning Republican leadership just has to hold on to the votes in both the House and Senate. For two other bills, though, Republican leadership will have to find more votes in the House to achieve an override. Senate Bill 79 seeks to bar SNAP or food stamp users from buying candy and soft drinks with state assistance money. And Senate Bill 14 would automatically renew budget items unless lawmakers vote on a change, which the governor called another overreach, this time into the executive branch. The governor allowed House Bill 2101, which prohibits municipalities from adopting and implementing a guaranteed income program, and House Bill 2020, which requires a quarterly report listing the names, addresses, and alien registration numbers of certain non-citizens who have been issued a driver's license, to become law without her signature. Agriculture producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2025 crop year have until April 15, 2025 to revise elections and sign contracts. Both of these safety net programs, delivered by USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, provide vital income support to eligible farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2025 crop year. In Kansas, producers have completed 72,222 contracts to date, representing 70% of the more than 104,500 expected contracts. Joshua Ritter, the Deputy State Executive Director for FSA in Kansas, said agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs provide excellent risk protection for market declines at no cost to the producer. He said if you haven't made your program selection or signed a contract, to please contact your local FSA county office as soon as possible to set an appointment so you don't miss the April 15th deadline. To learn more about FSA programs, producers can contact their local USDA service center, and producers can also prepare maps for acreage reporting as well as manage farm loans and view other farm records data and customer information by logging into their farmers.gov account. For more information and to find the eligible commodities base acres, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, an employee at a homeless shelter in Lincoln was arrested Thursday in a fraud scheme. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services contacted the Lincoln Police Department about complaints from EBT benefit cardholders staying at the People's City Mission. According to police, the victims reported that they never received their EBT cards, which were mailed to the homeless shelter, and the Lincoln Police Department said an employee, 53-year-old Lee Carr, stole the cards and used them to make about 63 purchases at grocery stores. Investigators estimate that Carr totaled over $3,000 in unauthorized purchases. On Thursday, Carr was taken into custody on suspicion of public assistance fraud. Tom Barber with the People's City Mission reported that Carr has been fired, though Barber described Carr, who worked as a supervisor in the men's area for a decade, as a good employee who people and guests liked. Barber called the entire situation heartbreaking, but added that the mission will work to rectify the situation, saying they're hoping through court records to find out who the victims were, and if they can, they will hope to get a hold of them and pay them back whatever Mr. Carr took. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, work began on U.S. Highway 6 from reference post 174.01 to reference post 182.11. The work includes asphalt paving, grading, drainage structure work, traffic light replacement, and concrete work for turning radius improvement, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers for a majority of the work. A 12-foot width restriction will be in effect, and the anticipated completion is September 30, 2025. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. 44-year-old Justin Adams of Aurora has been charged in Hamilton County Court with four counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to the arrest affidavit, in April 2024, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office received a DHHS intake about a minor female being sexually assaulted by Adams. The affidavit said in June 2024, the minor reported she was sexually assaulted multiple times by Adams between 2019 and 2020 while living in Hamilton County, and the minor told a Hamilton County sheriff's deputy that Adams sexually assaulted her in a field, and she added that Adams also reportedly told her what she could and could not wear. Court records do not list Adams' next court date. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A fight over who should get the most access to some hunting permits in Kansas has made its way to the State House, where lawmakers are taking sides on whether to limit certain out-of-state hunters to just 3 days a week. Winfield Representative Webster Roth, an opponent of the plan, said as it stands now, it could cost Kansans millions of tourism dollars, as this bill actually impacts the entire state of Kansas, and it impacts all hunters in Kansas by raising their fees. Roth is against the proposal, which raises the cost of hunting permits and confine non-Kansans to hunting waterfowl on public land to just Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Senator Virgil Peck, who is for the plan, said the reason this legislation passed the body was to protect Kansas's in-state waterfowl hunters, to give them more opportunities to hunt some of the better places. He said they were also having a problem with some of Kansas's migratory birds changing their flight patterns because of excessive hunting in certain areas. Lawmakers working the bill in the Kansas House also had a lot of concerns about how much it would cost Kansans, with Representative Dale Helwig saying that they want Kansas to be a destination for hunters, so why would they restrict waterfowl hunting for just out-of-state hunters to only 3 days a week? State representatives had planned to work on the proposal more next year to figure out a way to protect Kansas's access to hunting sites without costing the state too much money. However, Senator Peck wasn't willing to wait, and he added the proposal to another hunting bill under debate last week. Senators approved the amended idea with an overwhelming majority, just three voting against it, while setting up an argument with the Kansas House. Due to early warming weather, Kansas State University entomologist Cassandra Olds said ticks have already been found around some of Kansas as of mid-March. Many tick bites are harmless, but some ticks can transmit pathogens causing diseases such as Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And Olds said that avoiding tick bites is the first level of defense. She said people should be careful when they're outdoors, especially when they're in an area with long grass, because ticks need to be protected from the elements and they like to be in the grass and leaf litter, and then they will come out looking for a meal. When in tall, grassy areas, Old suggests tucking your pants into your socks and shirts into pants to limit tick access to your skin, and she said you can even duct tape shirt sleeves to skin. And then once you're back indoors, take off your clothes, put them in the wash, and do a full body check. If a tick is found on the body and it's not embedded, you can pick it off to remove it. However, if it has attached, Old suggests using the thumb and forefinger to pull it away from the body with steady but firm pressure. Old said that once a tick finds a host, it must penetrate the skin, secure its mouth parts, and initiate feeding, which takes about 24 to 48 hours. She said if ticks can be repelled, prevented from attaching, or killed during this period, then it reduces the chance that it will have transmitted a pathogen. The tick species that most commonly infest people and domestic animals in Kansas are the American dog tick, the Lone Star tick, the winter tick, and the black leg tick, or deer tick. Full descriptions and pictures of ticks common to the Sunflower State are available in a publication from K-State Research and Extension titled Ticks in Kansas, which can be accessed online at ksre.k/state.edu. To protect dogs, cats, and livestock, Old said a regular application of pesticides used to kill ticks and mites may be necessary, and she suggested consulting with a veterinarian for the best recommendation to protect your animals. More information is also available at local extension offices in Kansas. A new state grant program is putting small towns and their storefronts in the spotlight. The Kansas Department of Commerce has launched the Supporting Innovative Growth Through New Signage, or Signs Grant, a $250,000 initiative that's designed to help rural and small town businesses upgrade their signage and enhance the character of historic downtowns. In a news release, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said downtown districts are the heartbeat of our rural communities, so this program invests directly in locally owned businesses and their ability to attract more customers while preserving their community's charm. The grant offers funding between $1,000 and $50,000 for qualifying signage projects, and to be eligible, communities must propose signage for at least 3 buildings or businesses. The funding can be used for everything from sign design and lighting to purchase and installation. To maintain the historical appeal of Kansas downtowns, projects must align with Kansas Commerce sign guidelines, and preference will be given to 3-dimensional signs created and installed by Kansas-based businesses. Applications will be reviewed monthly on a first-come, first-served basis until all the funds are awarded, and projects must be completed within 6 months of approval, complying with all state and local regulations. For more information about the Signs Grant, you can visit ks.gov/commerce. Your lunch menu for Eisenhower Elementary School today, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich or Mr. Rib sandwich with French fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheesy chicken bake, rice, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 64 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 31 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 81 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 47 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 73. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 69 and breezy. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is north at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 25 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Another pair of K-State women's basketball players have entered the portal following the season's end. Sophomore guard Zianna Walker reportedly put her name in the portal Friday morning. She started all 36 games for the Wildcats this season, averaging 8.2 points, 3.8 rebounds, and 3.4 assists this past season. The news of Walker's departure was preceded by another K-State player's decision to enter the portal Friday, as redshirt freshman Finley Onstead, who was a redshirt this past season. Junior Eliza Maupin and redshirt senior Braylee Glenn entered the portal earlier this week. Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell, Jalen Gunn, and Myra Poindexter all exhausted their eligibility this past season. Other two Wildcats, Kennedy Taylor and Giselle Sanchez, participated in senior day activities at the end of their regular season, but reportedly have one more season of eligibility left. Three players from this past season remain on K-State's roster: Terrence Sides, who is locked in for the next season, Amani Lester, and Alexis Hess. The Wildcats have four high school recruits signed to the class of 2025, with seven players locked down for the next season. K-State can add as many as eight additional players to the roster this offseason. New NCAA rules recently expanded rosters to 15 scholarships. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.